Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, if you're ready to feel old, this song was recorded 39 years ago, and Sammy Hagar today turned 78.
Not
55.
No, he's not 55.
Okay.
You said ready to feel old. No, I don't think any of us are ready for that.
This song was recorded almost 40 years ago.
Dan, good point.
Blink of an eye.
I'm just tired of feeling young.
That's right. Let's go.
It's exhausting.
I always tell my kids, I'm like, take advantage of this time.
Because pour me a stiff cup of Metamucil and make the bed ready for a nap.
Are you about ready to take a sip of your coffee there?
What are you mixing in that Metamucil?
A little vodka? Got a little Grey Goose in there, Dan? Anyway, how was everybody's weekend? Commander Jesse Reed, by the way, filling in for Dana Wright. She's taking her People's Day off today.
Good for her.
She's 3/8 Indian, Dan.
Marking such a solemn occasion.
Okay. I
think she should make a little cookbook about it.
Well, this worked out really well. Today, October 13th, we've got two Navy guys in the house.
Mm-hmm. Today is the birthday of the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's 250 years today.
You would be correct.
So happy birthday to you, Commander Reed.
Thank you.
To you, Ensign Dan?
Ensign.
I don't know. What was your rank?
I got up to E4.
That would be?
I have no idea. Navy petty ranks officer, are always
that would
weird.
Be a petty officer third class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Petty officer third class. Mm-hmm.
In the Army, it would have been a specialist.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What do you specialize in as an E4 in the Army? That calls you a specialist. I always wondered that.
Do I look like I know? There were a lot of specialists. I had no idea what they ever specialized in.
If we want to go off of looks here and what people know, I'm just...
So anyway, happy...
decades.
Happy 250th birthday to my two Navy friends.
To all my Navy folks out there, we did request Anchors Away for a bump music, so... I don't know if
maybe
we can make that happen
at some point and we can stand up and toast to the foam.
You actually, it's called birthday position. It's an actual like parade rest.
Yep, that's right.
Get your mind out of the gutter, bro.
You just said birthday position.
You stand at parade rest, except the front, one of the arms goes like this as you sing the song and goes back and forth. People can't see what I'm doing here. No.
Do you even know the lyrics?
Of course.
No, that's the Air Force.
Oh my
you don't,
gosh.
Oh my word. Wow. You don't know the lyrics to your own branch?
No. That is unacceptable.
There's two different versions of it.
There's one.
There's the Naval Academy version, because that's their fight song, set to Anchors Away. And then there's the actual service song.
Which one do you know? Neither?
I'm not going to tell you.
You don't know either. Dan?
Oh, yes, boy. Of course I know it.
Let's hear it.
You want me to sing it?
You can say it in spoken word if you'd like.
I'll get it. What's it called? Anchors Away?
Anchors Away.
Okay. Is there a particular version that you like best?
Well, the one that I know.
Okay.
Anchors Away. Anchors Away.
Okay, hang on. Here we go.
Fare thee well.
No. You can't cheat.
Oh, no. We're here to help people.
You're not cheating, are you?
What do you mean?
You're not looking at the lyrics.
Yes.
No. Let me control it. Fare thee well to college joys. We sail at the break of day through our last night on shore. Drink to the foam.
What?
Whenever you're ready, Dan. Do it for the Navy. Louder.
Sing?
Yes.
So this is not the version I learned.
Last night on shore, drink to the foam, and
that's it. Birthday position.
You that music it. Was throwing me off. I was thinking it was going to be something different.
So that's not the words that we would sing. We started with Stand Navy Down the Field, and it was like a fight song against Army. Because, you know, West Point Army.
Yeah, that was really awkward. I'll have to try again. That was not in my key.
Can we get that in drop D, please? Can you tune it half a step down for Dan, please?
I can do the World War II version if you would prefer.
World War II version?
I don't know, but there's a gal in this video that is smoking red hot. Wow.
Out to sea, fight our battle cry. We'll never change our course. Mm-mm. Of
roll out the TNT?
Yeah.
Why is she wearing a denim skirt in the Navy?
I think she was singing verse like 12 of the song. There's a lot of verses to it.
Is that why you don't know it?
I'm more of a Henry VIII. Second verse, same as the first.
By the way, we were right all along. Nice guys do finish last. Women do prefer bad guys. Mm-hmm. Researchers in Sweden have found that the real life nice guys are less likely to be in a relationship as compared to bad boys. In their study, the team of researchers from Sweden found that traits like agreeableness are less desirable for women than traits like assertiveness and overconfidence. The findings appear to contradict the general on-screen trend where good guys seem to have better luck with winning the girl. Instead, the results suggest that shows like Mad Men and Gossip Girls, whose central characters Don Draper and Chuck Bass, respectively, are bad boys, are more realistic and more attractive to women.
Is this why I got friend-zoned all throughout high school?
Mm-hmm.
It's too nice.
That's probably why you're getting friend-zoned now. For decades, both the bad boy and the nice guy tropes have been a classic of TV and films of a romantic subject matter. The bad boy is usually the alpha male, has a confident, extroverted, and strong demeanor, and is not afraid to treat women mean to keep them keen. I'm reading from the story. But he is also prone to showing negative tendencies such as dishonesty, disagreeableness, and even some psychopathic traits.
Some.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just a little light psycho in there.
So on-screen nice guys like Tom Hanks in Sleepless in Seattle, Hugh Grant in Four Weddings and a Funeral, and Colin Firth in Bridget Jones' Diary. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
However, then there are the bad guys like Jamie Dornan in 50 Shades of Grey, John Lynch in Sliding Doors, and Ed Westwick in Gossip Girl. By the way, they tested 3,800 adult females in Sweden, Denmark, and Australia.
Of what age?
North of 18.
And south of 21.
Did you name two different guys in this article from Gossip Girls? You started with Chuck Bass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of bad boys in that show.
Wouldn't know. By the way, the more agreeable a man, the less likely he is to have a partner. So that's where I messed up.
In Sweden.
I used to watch the show Cops a lot. And the bad boys on that show did not typically have significant others.
Well, they did.
They're usually the ones calling the cops on them.
Behind bars.
They were the ones they were calling to come bail them out.
So, good guys, here are your typical traits. Agreeableness.
Mm-hmm.
Openness.
Mm-hmm.
Selflessness.
Mm-hmm.
Bad boys. Dan. Dishonesty.
Ugh.
Narcissism.
Ugh.
Selfishness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that, what a keeper.
Why do women like bad boys?
Deep, calming voice on there?
There's got to be more to this study, because this is something that's been talked about forever.
Do we really need studies on this?
There's something about the bad boy, if you will, that is intriguing for the moment.
Like, you want to be able to fix them?
Well, I don't know if I would go down that path. I'm not an expert in all that, but...
Because you're not a woman.
There's a sense of danger and excitement, right?
Exactly.
Dan?
Yeah. And that's a momentary thing. I think what everybody wants is somebody who is kind, nice, honest, and thoughtful.
And rich.
Because eventually you get to the point where, like,
not even that.
All that excitement's fun at first, but eventually you get to the point where you're like, did you touch the thermostat? We're not made of money in this house.
913-586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed filling in today for Dana Wright. Dan Weinbaum. Rocco filling in today for Sam Stevie. And my name, a lot of moving parts on the show today. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Big win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night for the Chiefs.
Yes, looked good.
My goodness.
That felt good last night.
And Patrick Mahomes became the fastest player in NFL history. Sorry if my voice is fading a little bit. I think Dana got me sick last week. Forgive me. Patrick Mahomes became the fastest player in NFL history to record 300 combined regular season and postseason passing touchdowns. 30-17 win over the Detroit Lions last night at Arrowhead. Good. By the way, Mahomes broke Dan Marino's previous record by 8 games.
That's impressive.
That's really impressive.
By the way, I'm sitting really far from you. How does your co-host get you sick? There's like a plastic shield, like a sneeze shield between us here.
Well, I'm not an entomologist or whatever they're called, but...
Dan? Encyclopedia Dan?
Well, I'm not a doctor, okay. But I'll take a look.
Germs do travel. They can go over a plexiglass shield.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
And touching the same stuff that each other touches,
we
like
use
the
doorknobs. The same doorknob to get in and out of the studio, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Just checking.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been in a plane with your co-pilot?
I thought you were about to start quoting airplane again to me.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
You ever been in a Turkish prison?
Yep, both.
You ever been to Dodge City, Kansas?
Yes.
Really?
Just drove through, though.
Hmm.
Charming little town.
Is that where you saw I might have stopped at like a Cracker Barrel.
Is that where you saw the grown man naked?
The secret's out.
You saw a grown man naked in Dodge City while you were being booked into a Turkish prison?
You got me pegged, man. I don't know how you did it.
Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez has been released from an Indianapolis hospital in police custody as of yesterday, a week after a violent altercation that led to multiple charges and injuries from multiple stab wounds. Sanchez, who is a Fox Sports NFL game analyst, was hospitalized with multiple stab wounds following the altercation on October 4th. He was then charged with battery involving serious bodily injury. quoting here from Sanchez, right now I am just kind of focused on my recovery, and I just want to thank the first responders. I am focused on my recovery, and I just want to see my wife. I want to see my son and my two baby girls. He did not answer charges regarding the allegations he is currently facing. And his ex-wife, and they use the term baby mama, which I absolutely despise, who says, I'm assuming this is a woman, that they share a son, 8-year-old Daniel, and she says, none of this is surprising to me.
Do we know if he's currently still a Fox News, or sorry, a Fox sports analyst, or are we in the past tense yet on this one?
I don't think we're in the past tense yet.
And he said he just wants to see his wife.
And
I wonder if she wants to see him right now.
Well, I think this is a previous relationship. Her name is Bobby T. Her real name is Erin Campanaris. She's 44. They have an 8-year-old son, Daniel, together. She says, I am aware of the serious criminal charges currently facing my son's father, Mark Sanchez. My foremost priority has always been and remains our 8-year-old son, Daniel. I chose to remain silent publicly to protect Daniel. Now that everything is out in the open, my focus has not changed. I have always been concerned for his safety and for what he is exposed to. Sadly, none of this is surprising to me.
Bobby T?
Bobby T.
And what's her actual legal name?
Erin Campanaris. I'm
trying to make the connection here.
I'm struggling as well.
Is that like her rapper name or something? Look it up. We have these smart devices in front of them here. Dan, Encyclopedia Dan.
Just ask Dan. This is information that I don't bother with.
Okay. She is a model, an actress, and a TV host. She's very pretty. She's a beautiful woman.
And so she probably was thinking, so much for the bad boy.
See, oh, yeah, good segue. Good segue.
Great point.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bad boy, and she's not attracted.
I missed the Mark Sanchez episode of Gossip Girl. Mark Sanchez as himself.
Yes. Anyway, I digress.
All right.
Can I just say something very quickly?
Please.
I'm ignoring the biggest story of the day. And that is that 20 hostages were returned from Gaza, Hamas, and returned to Israel earlier today. I believe 3 remains of the 28 have been returned back to Israel today. And we try to remain an apolitical show. We don't get into politics. There isn't enough pat on the back, that a boy, that you can give to the Trump administration, to the nation of Turkey, to the nation of Qatar, and to the nation of Egypt, which apparently was working tirelessly behind the scenes. And if you follow me on Facebook, you know I'm probably not the biggest Donald Trump fan. That notwithstanding, I have to give a tip of the hat where I think a tip of the hat is warranted. And they were working, Marco Rubio, Jared Kushner, the other man's name escapes me, forgive me for that, behind the scenes tirelessly to get this resolved along with the nation of Turkey, Egypt, and Qatar. And somehow, some way, they got it done.
Yeah.
And these 20 people were reunited with their families. I was watching the news this morning.
It was emotional.
I started to cry.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I can't even imagine. You know, 784 days or something like that. And one of my thoughts was, and this was a weird thought, most, if not all of these 20, I believe almost exclusively men, were held in tunnels underneath the city of Gaza.
Yeah.
For 784 days.
No idea what's going on in the outside world. No sunlight. No,
there it is right there.
Yeah.
No sunlight. What is it like when you see sunlight for the first time when you haven't seen it in more than 2 years? It has to be blinding.
The closest I know to that are guys that served on submarines. Seriously.
Right?
Yeah.
Like when they come to the surface.
Yeah.
Which is how frequently? Are you allowed to say?
Yeah, I think it depends on what kind of submarine you're in. I remember when I was a midshipman and I was doing summer training at the Naval Academy, and we went out and met a submarine in the middle of the ocean. This was a ballistic missile submarine. It's one of the bigger Ohio-class ones that carry the nuclear missiles on them. And they came up to the surface. We pulled up alongside on a ship. They popped the top open, and these guys looked like the palest skin, just
does
squinting.
Everybody just come running out like cockroaches?
And they literally were so glad we were there, because they said, we've been underway for, I don't know how many days it was, but it was months that they had not surfaced. And they came up just to host a couple of midshipmen for 24 hours. They all got to jump in the ocean and go swimming and all that. And they were so thankful that we were there because they got to see sunlight. And so the psychological effect of that, I think, can't be understood.
You have to volunteer to serve on a sub. Is that correct?
Well, you have to volunteer to serve in the military.
Well, I understand, but like, you don't get on a sub unless you volunteer to be on the sub.
You've got to apply to be on a submarine to go to what's called nuclear power school. And I'm sure we've got some listeners that have gone through that. It's a famously tough interview process where you basically get harassed and then asked complex math questions and then harassed again.
Because
I was not cut out for it, nor interested in it.
Right, but you were cut out for Top Gun. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, people don't just get assigned to a sub like they would to a ship, depending on their rating.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit more.
It's very specialized.
Did you have to volunteer to go to Guantanamo?
I actually wanted to.
So did you volunteer for it, or it just so happened?
I put Guantanamo Bay down as one of my three choices for overseas.
Dan learned what the acronym Navy stands for. Never again volunteer yourself.
there's always some of that.
Commander Jesse Reed, Dan Weinbaum, my name is Scott Parks. That's Rocco over there here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's good to be with you on this Monday afternoon. Apparently, the parade for Tucker over the weekend was really, really well attended. So well attended, they had to move it to another place. I saw Matt Fleener, I think it was, from Channel 9, writing online, never have I been more proud to say I live in Kansas City. And so the story is from the Star, Chandler Langford looked out across the Northland parking lot at thousands of vehicles lining up to surprise her son. Standing with family and friends, she smiled. She wiped away tears and she waved. The entourage of emergency rigs, construction trucks, Jeeps, motorcycles, and classic cars were there to show support for Tucker Langford, the three-year-old boy who was diagnosed with a terminal illness. He sat with his grandparents and father in the back of an SUV with a sign that read, "Tucker Strong." Quoting here from Michelle Maddox, who brought a 1965 Chevy Impala to the parade. "It's just amazing to see the turnout, how much people care. It's really incredible." This week, Tucker's family brought him home for hospice care after having spent 40 days in Children's Mercy Hospital receiving treatment for dilated cardiomyopathy, a condition where the muscle around his heart is thin. Doctors say he has weeks or months to live, but it's hard to know for sure, according to mom. I love this town, man.
Oof.
I love this town.
That's tough, man.
They come out and support this young man. He's 3 years old.
Yep.
He's dying. He knows it. His family knows it. And this town just turns out. That's what you do.
You ever gone to a Big Slick event?
I was in the first.
Oh, you were?
Yes. I was in the first.
I mean, it's a funny, entertaining
event.
And
then it got too big for me. You wasn't invited
back. You weren't enough of a star. No, no. But the stories they tell about these sorts of things, mm-hmm. Children's Mercy Hospital kids, I mean, it'll break your heart in it.
No, I remember Kevin Pollak. Remember him from A Few Good Men?
He, by the way, does the best Christopher Walken impersonation
ever. Yes, he does.
Ever.
Yes, he does. And we have him promoting Michael Mackey's book as Christopher Walken.
Guys, the book.
It's great. It's amazing.
Can't do it like I used to.
I can't either. But anyway, I had been invited to participate. It wasn't a softball tournament back then. It was a wiffle ball tournament at the Little K, which is right outside of Kauffman Stadium. And so, you know, they were just getting started, and they invited a couple of local radio people. It was me, Johnny Dare, Tana Guthrie, and, you know, and then they had the original four guys who were part of it. This was before Heidi Gardner got involved.
Sure.
I think it was before Eric Stonestreet got involved. But anyway, so I was at home that morning watching A Few Good Men, and I had no idea what to expect from this tournament, right?
Wait, what? You're just at home watching A Few Good Men in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
As one does.
Like in your underwear eating a bowl of cereal?
Is that a problem?
That's what you I did when I was a kid watching cartoons, I guess.
The saga.
I'm sorry, continue. A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth. Go on.
What is your problem? Do you not watch that movie if it's on television?
Not when I was a grown man in the morning.
So I was watching A Few Good Men in the morning. It happens to be one of my favorite movies. And, you know, there's Demi Moore. There's Kevin Pollak. And I had no idea what to expect with this little wiffle ball tournament. It was the first year they'd ever done it. They gave me my own Royals jersey, which I still have. Number 9 is my favorite number. That was my number on the back. Johnny Dare's number was 666. I kid you not.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we're playing this wiffle ball tournament, and I'm told to go over here and sit down and, you know, wait my turn. And I sit down, and Kevin Pollak is right there. And I'm like, I just saw you on A Few Good Men. He goes, great movie, isn't it? I go, it's really good when you're in your underwear eating Lucky Charms.
And then he scooted slowly away from you and made no sudden fast movements.
And then the police showed up.
Next thing I knew, I was in handcuffs. And that was my Big Slick experience.
Not the first time I've been arrested.
Next thing I know, my eyes are burning.
That's a great movie.
It is. I'm starting to be convinced.
Coming from a couple of Navy people, I'm surprised that neither one of you is jumping up in support of this movie.
I think it's a great movie also. I'm wondering if Top Gun's really your favorite movie, or if it's more that Tom Cruise is your favorite actor.
No, it's Top Gun Maverick is not my favorite.
I think it's more of Scott really wanted to be in the Navy.
Yeah.
I never wanted to be.
Get this boy underway.
Can you imagine if I had gone into the Navy?
Hayes Gray and underway.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? My dad would have killed me.
No, he wouldn't have.
He would have been proud of you.
No. You know, I almost joined the Army.
Yeah.
And he said,
nope.
Yep. No, I'm being serious. Have I ever told you this story?
I think.
When I went and
it's because he knew
up.
You wanted to be in radio, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went and got the paperwork to sign up for ROTC, and I was at KU, and I get home to my apartment. I call my dad, and I think he's going to be really proud. I'm like, hey, Dad. He's like, son? I said, signed up for ROTC today at KU. You could have heard a pin drop. And I'm like, Dad, this is about it's about the time you say, hey, son, I'm really proud. And he goes, oh, son, I wish you hadn't. And I almost dropped the phone. And I'm like, really? And he goes, I did that so that you wouldn't have to. Mm. And it would be my preference if tomorrow you go back and you ask them to rip up your paperwork. And what I didn't realize, that I thought my dad was like embarrassed by me or something, or, you know, didn't think I could hack it. he knew that I did not take direction well and that my real goal was radio.
And he also was thinking, I really want him to go a different direction. Mm-hmm. I won't tell him what to do, but I really hope he goes in a different direction than I did.
So you resist authority is what you're saying? Sort of like a bad boy would?
Yeah, kind of like a bad boy, you know, that chicks are attracted to.
Hey, text line brought up a good point that Scott usually doesn't wear underwear, apparently. That is public knowledge, right?
Yeah, I just, okay. I don't know why we have to keep harping on it.
Well, you need to stop running through the newsroom yelling commando.
I don't ever do that. I'm the one who's trying to make this story go away.
Well, quit watching A Few Good Men in your underwear.
Let's just say I didn't.
Okay.
All right. Would you let a brand logo on your wedding cake or your soon-to-be wife's dress?
How much am I getting for it?
It's not what I asked.
We've got to stop. My personal opinion, we've got to stop.
I got upset, not that I'm a big NBA fan, but once they started having like Love's truck stop logos on, you know, the Oklahoma City Thunder jerseys. Yeah, that was a little too much.
60% of Americans say they would let somebody brand their wedding.
Because they're going to get money, and so that's probably what they're thinking about, the momentary paying off of the bills.
58% said they would have a brand sponsor as a signature cocktail or a brand presence on their wedding stationery, napkins, or table plan.
I mean, this has been done with NASCAR and NASCAR fans for a while, right?
Their weddings?
I mean, I don't know.
You just mean the car, right?
Well, the cars, the sport, the automotive sport.
It's really seeping into everything else.
Oh, well, that's
NBA.
That's my point, is that commercializing everything, subscribe and click the like button.
I want to be careful because
everything is for sale now.
It's a good company here in Kansas City in the Midwest, but the Royals jerseys with the big thing on the
Quick Trip.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
1 in 3 would let the mascot of one of their favorite brands attend the wedding as a guest. A fifth, 20%, would let the mascot officiate the wedding.
I mean, that's
that's ridiculous. Let me ask you this. If you went to a branded wedding, is that going to convince you to buy that product? Are you going to go to that wedding and think, man, I could really use a Nathan's hot dog right now?
I'll tell you this. It would make me less likely to give them an extravagant gift.
For me, it actually turns me off from the brand. I become less interested in it.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you go to...
It's the bad boy in me.
If you... Okay, simmer down. You're as clean as freshly laid snow. So if you went to a wedding and the hors d'oeuvres were Nathan's brand hot dogs, number one, you wouldn't eat it. And number two, when you went to the store the next time to buy hot dogs, you would be less inclined to buy Nathan's brand?
Okay. If it's the hors d'oeuvre plate, I'm okay with that. If the Nathan's hot dog mascot is officiating the wedding, I'm out.
You're done.
With Nathan's.
I mean, I think that the wedding party would have let you know that we're going to have a themed / branded ceremony.
18% say they would allow for a mention of a brand in their vows. 18%.
Wow.
It's just it's cynical in both directions.
Yes, thank you.
It's like, why does everything have to be completely commercialized? Everything.
Nothing is sacred.
Not even your wedding.
Nope.
Commander Jesse Reed, Dan Weinbaum, my name is Scott Parks. That's Rocco over there here on KMBZ. you know, people who listen to this show can be a little possessive about it. And I respect that. I understand it. And I would be concerned if they weren't. Who the hell is Rocco? What is going on?
That is a common message I'm seeing in the text line here.
Who's that guy?
I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone with some body snatching going on. Tell the crew, don't you go dying on me right now. Here's the deal. So everybody knows Commander Jesse Reed. He's in today for Dana. She decided that it was important because she's 3/8 Native American to take Indigenous Peoples Day off, even though she's only 3/8 Native American.
What's she doing today, by the way?
Golfing. I believe it's called golfing with a soft G.
Her people would be honored by that.
They would. On land they once owned that is now owned by some Richie Rich country club.
Celebrating her Scottish heritage.
Yes, Dan. Celebrating her Scottish heritage today. And Sam had to work the morning show because the morning producer is on vacation. He comes back tomorrow. And so Sam had to fill in for him. So we pulled Rocco off the bench, and he's doing a fine job this hour.
Don't jinx me now. I promise.
I know. I hear you, bro. I hear you. Diane Keaton died over the weekend.
Really?
Yes. I was sad to see that. Dan, are you talking to me and I can't hear you? Oh. Woody Allen paid tribute on Sunday.
Are you talking to me?
Woody Allen paid tribute on Sunday to his past romantic partner and longtime collaborator, Diane Keaton, calling her the audience of one, whose cinematic opinion was the only one that he valued. The polarizing director penned a lengthy tribute in the Free Press to Keaton, who passed away over the weekend at the age of 79. She starred in many of Allen's films, won an Oscar for her role in Allen's rom-com Annie Hall in 1977.
She was in The Godfather.
She was?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, she was.
Wasn't she the wife in Mr. Mom?
No.
No, that was Terry Garr.
Yes. Terry Garr, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, she was in The Godfather.
She was Michael Corleone's wife.
What else was she in?
Good story.
I think I had a mild crush on her when I was a kid.
She was in, wasn't she in that Steve Martin movie, Father of the Bride?
Yes, she was in Father of the Bride.
Mm-hmm.
More recent.
Father of the Bride 2.
Book Club. First Wives Club. She was in Something's Gotta Give.
Was she in that movie?
Yes.
Man.
She's been in a lot. She was one of the premier actors in Hollywood.
Man, golly. I mean, there were years where she would put out two or three a year. Like 87, she had three movies in 1 year. Good grief. Yeah, you're right, Dan. Book Club. And the sequel, Book Club, The Next Chapter. Quick break for the news. By the way, there was a Father of the Bride Part 3.
Oh. I didn't make it that far. Into the trilogy.
No, it came out in 2020. Commander Jesse Reed, Dan Whitebaum's got the news coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.